Well, I play your basic protagonist. Ed Dalton, I'm a vampire who is having a moral crisis about being a vampire. I think the brothers would tell you it's the Phoenix story. It's you meet a character who is dead and who rises from the ashes. You know, that's really what, at its core, what it's trying to be is how do you go from being the walking dead to an awake and alive human being, which is, you know, has a kind of pertinent allegory for all of us. A lot of us feel we're the walking dead. Yeah. You could tell right away that it was really kind of unique and original. And, you know, there's a quality to the old school genre movies that I saw when I was a kid that I loved, which is that they're all incredibly subversive and there's something almost punk rock about them all. And I felt that immediately from this movie. There's kind of a deep counterculture vein running through it. And it was a lot of fun, the movie. And I wanted to do a movie that was fun. The same way the vampires are running out of humans. They're eating their own resources. They're destroying their world. That metaphor is so powerful, and it resonates at this moment in time more loudly than ever before. When you're being directed by two people, you realize there is no right and wrong way. There's just preference. And so there's a certain kind of freedom in it. It's also fun because they're so new to the profession. They're so young and they're so excited that it's a thrill to be around somebody that's having that good a time.